As we begin, those of you that are in your car, you can turn to 98.3 The Coast. If you need more information, you can check your brochure as well. Guests, welcome. Please be mindful of others that are not with your family group and maintain your distance and just respect others' wishes. On behalf of our graduates, the entire faculty and staff, and our board of directors, welcome to Countryside Academy. I am Sarah Brookshire, the lead administrator. As administrator, it is one of my proudest honors to convene the 20th commencement at the culmination of our 24th year here at Countryside Academy. This is our largest graduation class to date. Now it is my honor and privilege to introduce you to the Countryside graduating class of 2021. Please stand. If you could remain standing, and graduates, if you could please stand for the national anthem.
Thank you.
To the class of 2021, it has truly been a pleasure. Today is a joy. I've worked with some of you when you began your grade school years as a teacher and elementary principal. You guys are my last class in the classroom. For the past few years, I've seen you in the hallway, classrooms, FFA competitions, sporting events, and other events as your superintendent, and it has simply made me very proud. It is hard to see this class go. To the class of 2021, I extend my most sincere congratulations to you. Graduates, today is dedicated to you. It is time when family and friends and loved ones and our entire school community celebrate with you and honor your accomplishments. To the success of our graduating seniors rests upon many factors: educational programs, supports, quality teaching, staff, family, community support are all vital. But the framework for the success has been designed and put into place through our shared vision and mission that our board of directors continually work to align with policies that demand high standards. It is not easy to graduate from Countryside Academy. You know, if you are sitting here today, graduates, you earned it. You are ready for whatever comes next. For those students that started in Young Fives or kindergarten, can you please stand? Thank you, guys. Graduates, as you are completing your bright future and all the wonderful choices you make in the coming days, weeks, and years, I leave you this. Think not only what you can do to make a living, but what can you do to make our community, our country, a better place? We hope you can make the most of this untraditional celebration. Without further ado, I turn it over to High School Principal, Mr. Dieters.
Good afternoon. I would like to take a moment to recognize the following Countryside stakeholders. Current board members: President George McManus III, Vice President Chuck Kao, Treasurer John Singer, and Directors Sherman Reed, Steve Rigoni, and incoming director Anna Johnson. I'd also like to recognize our current and former staff members. Our guest commencement speaker and Countryside Academy Cougar through and through, Sharon Krejci. And of course, who we are all here for today, the senior class of 2021. Before I welcome Mrs. Sharon Krejci to the podium to deliver her commencement address for this amazing group of seniors, I'd like to tell you a little bit about Sharon, for those of you that don't know her. Sharon retired from Countryside Academy at the end of the 2019-2020 school year after putting in 12 years as a high school Spanish teacher. Sharon taught with her heart and made an extra effort after building sound relationships with all of her students to make her teachings applicable to real-world situations. Making Countryside into a makeshift Spanish airport was just one example of such. In addition to Mrs. Krejci's exemplary teaching in the classroom, she created and led the Countryside cheer team for 10 years, running nearly year-round seasons. She taught students to be accountable, to work as a team, made sure they told the line in their classes, and while doing so, she helped make them into productive, high-functioning citizens that they are today. Lastly, Mrs. Krejci provided opportunities for students to see some of the splendors of the world through summertime foreign travel. Without further ado, I'd like to welcome Mrs. Sharon Krejci to the podium to give the commencement address to the class of 2021.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you for that wonderful introduction, Mr. Dieters.
And thank you to the board, the board members, my former fellow staffers, Countryside family, friends, and most importantly, the graduating class of 2021. It is truly an honor and a privilege for me to be here today with all of you, and I am so excited to see all of you today. Well, first, let me say congratulations to all of you, the Countryside class of 2021. You did it. You made it. You made it happen. Your graduation is truly cause for celebration. This is a great accomplishment, though, not just because you've graduated from high school, but because you've graduated from Countryside Academy High School, which is no easy feat. Countryside has high standards and expectations, as you all well know, and while we may be a smaller school, small doesn't matter, it's heart that matters. The heart is all of you, your family and friends supporting you along the way, your devoted and teachers committed to making you successful both now and teaching you lessons for in the future. So heart includes everybody, and it concludes all of you with all your hard work and commitment to your classes, to your studies, to the goals that you've set for yourself. You definitely had a Countryside Cougar team coaching you and cheering you on all along the way, and today you all are the star players. I also want to say congratulations to the parents, guardians, and families of these graduates. I admire all of you because it is not easy to raise children these days and keep them on a good path with all the external influences out there, teaching them to do the right things, to be just good human beings, keeping them focused on their studies, let alone doing this all during a pandemic. My sincere congratulations to you. Because of your continued support, they have reached their goal of graduating from high school today. Now to my beloved graduates. First, I was going to say you all look great today, but that's an understatement. You guys are absolutely stunning. I didn't recognize some of you. I'm like, whoa, they're so grown up. So, I just want to let you know how truly proud I am of each and every one of you, because having been in the classroom with you, I've seen some of your struggles and I've watched you overcome those struggles and persevere so that you can be here today. I'm proud of you and I have truly missed you all. Now, I'm sure you couldn't wait for this day to come. You said, yes, I'm finally graduating. I don't have to do any more cahoots. I don't have to show my work to show how I got the answer in math. I don't have to take any more state testing. I'm done. For every single one of you, this is truly a new beginning, an exciting time in your life. Right now, you're probably thinking, wonder how long your speech is going to be, because it's really hot out here, and I have some friends' parties to get to, and you know. Well, I'm here to assure you it won't be as long as class. Rather than a speech, I would like to think of this time together as one last lesson, one last teaching and learning moment. So I would like to humbly give you some parting thoughts to encourage you to achieve success in your future, however success looks for you, whether you're going on to college, sorry about this, whether you're going into the military, whether you're going to a vocational or technical school, or whether you're going right into the workplace. However success looks for you, I would hope that I'm giving you some tools to help you through this next time in your lives. because life is not always easy. Adulting is not easy. And this will pertain to all of you again. Now, I'm sure you've all set goals and dreams for your future, which is great, but let me ask you a question. Do you have it written down? Most of you are going to say no, okay? You might have it in your head, but is it specific enough? Do you know why you want it? And most importantly, do you have a plan of action of how you're going to achieve it? These are tough questions, I know. But if you don't have a plan of action, if you don't have a set specific goal, if you don't know your why, where are you going? How do you know? How do you know if you've gotten there? If you don't have this plan of action to move yourself forward, then your goal is really only a dream, a pipe dream, or a wish at best. We can all wish for things, but it doesn't take any effort on our part, does it? This is the rest of your lives that we are talking about. You have this new beginning, this new starting point, so this is important. Do you have a plan? Sure, celebrate today, but do you have a plan? Let's talk first about setting the goal. First, you should write out your goal or your goals on a piece of paper. Yes, paper and pen, not on your phone, not in your head, paper and pen. That physical action of writing it and having a concrete piece of paper that you can touch and feel makes it real in your brain, in your psyche. You have kind of a commitment then, don't you? Okay. You need to keep it with you at all times. Well, Craichy, how am I going to do that? Well, what do you have with you at all times? Your phones, yeah. There's little pockets you can get to attach to your phone, so that's just one idea. So see, your first challenge is solved. Back to your goal. Now, your goal needs to be specific. Not broad and general, not shallow and superficial, like, I want to be rich so everybody wants to be me. No, that's not going to do it. It needs to be something you really want, and you have to know why. What is your why? Why do you want this goal? And that why can't be shallow or superficial either. Otherwise, you won't do what you need to do to achieve it. So goals need to be specific and something you're really passionate about. Then you also need to put a date on it, a deadline. Why? Why do we need a deadline? Well, if we don't have a deadline, if we have a project or something we've got to do and we don't have a deadline or a due date, we're humans. We're going to procrastinate, right? So a date's very important, and you can always change the date if necessary, but the date is part of the goal. Now this next part is very important. You must take that paper out and read it once a day. Yes, I said read it once a day. That's why keeping it in an attachable pocket on your phone is a great idea. Mrs. Craichy, is it really necessary to do all this? Well, I'm going to ask you, how badly do you want to achieve this goal? How important is your why to you? This is the rest of your lives we're talking about. If this one little thing could help you achieve things faster, why not? Okay, so you decide to do this. You've thought long and hard, and you have a very concrete, specific goal, and you've decided, and that word will become important in a moment. You've decided on your goal that you're passionate about. You know why. You put the date on it. Done? Not quite. It just won't magically happen then. If only things were that easy, right? Now you need this concrete plan of action. You need the step-by-step plan, and you need to write that down on a different piece of paper that you can access from time to time. Because remember, a goal with no plan is just a wish. You need to write down step by step, much like a coach who writes down a basketball play or a football play or where people are standing for cheerleading. People need that visual, and you need to know what each step is, because if you don't know the steps to your goal, if you have no direction, how do you know if you're on the right path? How do you know where you're going, whether your actions are moving you forward toward your goal or further away from it? Your plan of action is kind of like Google Maps helping you get from point A to point B. Even Google Maps, if you recall, gives you a time when you will arrive to your destination. And if you take a detour, it readjusts that time date, right? So you must plan your work, and then you must work that plan. Yes, it's going to take effort, but anything worthwhile, as you know today, is worth it. Because a goal with no plan is just what? A wish. A wish. So you have your written specific goal. You know why. You have your plan of action. That's it, right? Now it's going to be easy. Well, not exactly. You're going to have challenges along the way. You're going to make mistakes. But as you may have already heard the saying, it's not what happens to you. It's how you handle it, how you look at it. Here's where your attitude is going to be tested. And your attitude here can make or break you and your goal. You must see every challenge or obstacle that comes up as an opportunity, not as a big negative problem. See it as an opportunity to grow as a person, to learn and become wiser. There's always a silver lining to every negative thing if you have the right mindset and you're looking for the positive. Being positive, and I'm going to throw in resourceful, will help you overcome each obstacle along the way. And yes, it will be hard sometimes. Sometimes it won't. Sometimes it'll be lots of fun because you can see you're achieving and getting closer, one step closer to your goal. But it gets hard when you have challenges or even some failures. That, my friends, is when you need to get tough and take out that little piece of paper and look at it. How badly do you want what is written on that piece of paper? Is your why, that gut-wrenching why you want it so badly, is it worth it? You have to take advantage of all your resources. Now, you guys are Gen Z or Zoomers, and that even has had, during the pandemic, an even deeper meaning because of going on Zoom meetings. But you're that first generation to grow up with technology right in your hands. Everything's right at your fingertips. So you know how to be resourceful. You can find out nearly anything online, and your teachers have taught you to be careful to go with viable sources. But don't forget to ask people for help along the way. It's okay to ask for help. And only, I repeat, only take advice from a successful person or one who has achieved where you want to be or someone that has your best interests at heart. Never take advice from the naysayers, the downers, the negative ones, those who are not doing much with their lives. There will be some when they see your successes or that you're moving forward and maybe leaving them behind, they'll say, well, you're just lucky. But you've set your goal. You know your why. You've been working your plan. You're a go-getter. You have direction. You can look them straight in the eyes, and like the film producer and motion picture studio founder, Samuel Goldwyn, tell them, oh sure, the harder I work, the luckier I seem to get. Plan your work and work that plan. And also when challenges happen, and you know that they're going to, you may have to make some plan adjustments or change your plans, and that's okay. But that does not change the goal that you're passionate about. Because in order to succeed, please remember this, plans change, decisions don't. My goal was to graduate from college in 4 years from Western Michigan University. But that didn't happen, as life happened. Challenges and obstacles came. Silly mistakes were made. Yes, I made mistakes. I originally started in January of 1979 at 18 years of age. And finally, after going back to college in 2005, I proudly graduated in December 2007 at age 47 with my parents and my daughter in attendance cheering me on. Now, I don't recommend you all take that long, okay? But I achieved my goal because I didn't give up when those obstacles came. Because my plans had to change, but my decision to be a teacher, my goal meant something to me. It meant the world to me. Does yours? Thank God my decision didn't change anything after that happened, in between, after the things that happened between the starting and finishing point, between my point A and my point B. Because if I had simply given up, I would have never realized my dream. I would have never achieved the goal of becoming a Spanish teacher. And I would never have met any of you. You have enriched my life so much, more than you know. I'm so glad I didn't give up when things got hard. Because in the end, because I persevered, you all were part of my reward. Finally, oh good, she said finally, she's almost done. I know all of you. I know your potential. I know how talented, hardworking, and bright you all are. This has to be one of the most amazing classes and brightest classes that's graduated from Countryside yet. I mean, I've seen some good classes in the 12 years that I've been here, but I look at you all, and I know you all, and I know the grades you had last year, and I'm just amazed by you. So you guys have so much potential. Every one of you can achieve your goals. You just have to set the goal, know your why, put a date on it, and make that plan of action. Plan your work. Work your plan to achieve your success, and always remember, plans change, decisions don't. Now go out and achieve your goals. I'm so proud of you. Congratulations to the class of 2021, and go Cougars!
Thank you, Mrs. Craigie. Next up is our first of three valedictorian addresses today, Tashiana Mace.
Okay. Hi, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to...
I'll hold it. Go ahead.
Thank you. Hold on 1 second.
Three mic drops.
Okay. I would like to start by saying thank you all for coming out today to help us celebrate our graduating class of 2021. Oh. Or tuning in over the radio. You guys are very much appreciated as well. That's a slide. Okay. I would like to also thank you guys for your support and guidance and having helping us. What? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I got it. Thank you. Okay, I'm sorry. 1 second. Your support and guidance have helped us strive to become the people who we are today. And your assistance in our lives will never be forgotten. So thank you. I would also like to give a huge thanks to our wonderful teachers and staff. Not only have they provided us with an education, but they have become mentors in our everyday lives, providing, protecting, and preparing us mentally, physically, emotionally for the real world. So again, thank them for everything. And I would like to give a personal thanks to our athletic director, the one and only Mr. Nestich. Okay. A few months ago, I started to settle for a career that really wasn't for me. And I didn't want to be that one senior who, you know, go through their whole senior year and still was undecided on what they wanted to do. And thanks to him, he helped me realize who I wanted to become and what I wanted to do. And for that, I'll always be grateful. So thank you. And last but not least, I would like to congratulate our graduating class of 2021. We did it. And no matter what obstacles were thrown over the last course of the 4 years that we have attended Countryside Academy, and especially throughout the last year and a half, we came out on the victorious side. We made it. So today I decided to make my speech into a poem addressed to our graduates. Okay, so congratulations, class of 2021. We have fought, we have struggled, and we have won. Now our high school years are over, and it's time for a proper closure. Okay. And just know that you'll do great in each and every way, whether it's here in our very own city or far, far away. With hard work and dedication, you can achieve greatness. Never give up and keep believing in yourself, because from this moment forward, the only way to go is up. So wherever you are, whether it's high or low, just know that here will always be home. So thank you all again for coming out today. Class of 2021, signing off. Thank you.
Thank you, Tashi. Next up is Hannah Riley, our valedictorian number 2.
Easier just to hang on. Class of 2021, first of all, I would like to say thank you for the privilege of speaking here today, and thank you to all of the teachers that I've had over my high school career. I wouldn't be here without them, obviously. Mr. Cook, Mrs. Woodruff, Ms. Burdick, Profe, Mr. B. Frazee have all helped me in different ways. And of course, Mr. F. Frazee has taught me so much, and I'll miss all of his quotes, stories, and words of wisdom that he has given over the years. Second, I would like to congratulate the other valedictorians, Paige Riley and Tashiana Mays, and the salutatorian, Hannah Gorecki. They all have worked hard to get here and definitely deserve this achievement. Finally, I would like to say to the class of 2021, congratulations. Some of us are going to go off to college, and some of us are going straight into the workforce. But whatever your choice, I hope that you all find success after high school. When I say success, it doesn't necessarily mean a prestigious job or having lots of money. It means being happy and doing something you love or something that gives your life meaning. We should all strive to find something that we enjoy and that gives our lives meaning, because that would be the real accomplishment. There is a quote, It's actually on Mr. F. Frazee's wall. It says, if you're going to fly a heading, why not fly the right one? The point of that quote is that all of us here are going to go different places in life. We're all going to strive towards something. Life carries on regardless of what you do or what you want. So why not strive towards something with meaning and take the time that you do have to do something that matters to you? Time is going to pass whether you do something with it or not. Therefore, I hope that each one of you does not strive towards something just because it is what is expected of you, but rather strive towards something that you want to do and that matters to you. And once you've done that, don't give up on it. Then you'll be much closer to finding true success. Thank you, class of 2021, for a great senior year. And in spite of everything this year has thrown at us, we have finally accomplished our goal of graduation. We're finally free, so let's enjoy our freedom.
Thank you, Hannah. Next up is Paige Riley, valedictorian number 3.
Hello, class of 2021. First, I'd like to congratulate you all for all your hard work and effort to get to this day. Second, I would like to congratulate the other valedictorians, Hannah Riley and Tatiana Mays, as well as Hannah Gorecki, the salutatorian. I remember in middle school, many of us joking that would be a tie between us, and well, here we are, it's not a joke anymore. And from the class of 2021, I would like to thank the teachers and staff who have worked so hard to give us an education, and the staff behind the scenes as well who keep the school running smoothly, such as the janitors, Mr. Klein, Mr. Padillo, and Mr. Casas. And to my teachers, Mr. B. Frazee, Mr. F. Frazee, Mr. Cook, Mrs. Woodruff, and Mrs. Burdick, and Prof. A., you have all made an impact on my high school career, and I will miss being in your classes. I will also miss my elementary and middle school teachers, like Mrs. Mulhook and Mrs. Maley, who also were amazing teachers that I will never forget. I would also like to thank my parents and family who have been there for me and helped me get here. I'd also like to thank my friends who have always supported me as well. And back in elementary and middle school, it seemed like this day was so far away and it couldn't come fast enough. Now it seems like it came too fast and we could wish that time would have slowed down a little. But life moves on and we're all going to accomplish many more things and make many more memories. We have had so many good times here when we look back, but we haven't been able to realize it until now. Everything from recess and jumping in the pond to throwing ping pong balls at a glass for an hour, these will always be the memories we will cherish and we will look back on in the future. There's a quote that goes, "The bad news is time flies. The good news is you're the pilot." So pilot your future well with the time you have and enjoy it, putting what is important to you first in life, whether that is people, a goal, anything. As we all start this new chapter in our lives, I encourage you all to appreciate the good times, no matter at what point in life you are. Don't be so focused on the destination that you don't take time to enjoy the journey. Life is happening right now while you're planning your future and thinking how amazing it will be when this or that happens. But enjoy being with the people around you and the things that are happening now. As Ferris Bueller once said, life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. So I bid you farewell, class of 2021, and wish you all well. Enjoy your lives and your freedom.
Thank you, Paige. Now I'd like to bring up Hannah Gorecki to the podium to give her salutatorian address.
It's amazing that we are all here today, graduating together. It seems like it was just yesterday when we were rolling around in the tires and getting in trouble during recess, but here we all are. We've all grown over the years and we'll be moving on with our lives. Many of us will be headed to college or getting straight to a full-time job. I can't wait to see what we all will accomplish later in life, as we have already accomplished so much. Congratulations, class of 2021. We've waited years to graduate and we are finally here. There are many people I'd like to thank for my success. First are the teachers and staff at Countryside Academy. Thank you. You've helped me learn and grow as a student. All my teachers have been helpful and were always so understanding, especially when I had those long FFA events. The Countryside staff have always been kind and helped me whenever needed. Also, thank you to the custodians for keeping the school clean and running. I would like to thank the Van de Walker and Hart family. I could always rely on you for a ride to school or any FFA events. You've always treated me like family and go out of your way to support me. Thank you to my family here in Michigan and down in Florida, especially to the ones who took their time to fly all the way up from Florida to Michigan. I'd like to give a special thanks to my greatest supporter. You've always been there when I needed you and are someone I can rely on. You welcomed me into your home years ago, not knowing you'd be stuck with me. Thank you, Amber, for treating me like your own when you didn't have to. I wouldn't be here today if it weren't for you. Finally, I'd like to thank the class of 2021. You all have given me so many memories that I will be sure to cherish. Remember to have fun and enjoy life. Make sure to create many unique, inspiring, thrilling memories we can all retell later. Let's all become people future generations can look up to. Once again, congratulations.
Thank you, Hannah. Next up is school counselor, academic advisor, Alexis M. Long, and high school social studies teacher and team lead, Robert Cook, to announce student awards and the awarding of diplomas.
Malin Ackright. Jason Brooks. Jeffrey Brown. Jeffrey is also the recipient of the BCS Academic Scholar Award and the Senior Track Athlete Medal. Shamara Clay. Carolyn Deneau. April Gaines. Jacqueline Gonzalez. Lamarion Gordon. Hannah Goretzky. Hannah is also the recipient of the BS Academic Scholar Award, and she is our salutatorian this year. Demaya Harris. Madison Hart. Nicholas Henderson. Jesse Jackson. Joseph Jackson. Tia Johnson. Esperanza Lemus. Yvonne Maciel. Tashiana Mays. Tashiana is also the recipient of the BCS Academic Scholar, and she's one of our valedictorians this year. Starsha McNeil. Leanna Musanda. Victor Norris. Victor is also the senior, has received the Senior Track Athlete Medal. Jaquan Palmer. Alexis Ramirez. Hannah Riley. Hannah is also the recipient of the BCS Academic Scholar Award, the CTE Completion Award, the Excellence in Agricultural Science and Academics Award, and she's another one of our valedictorians. Paige Riley. Paige received the BCS Academic Scholar Award, and she is a valedictorian. Selena Robinson. Selena is a recipient of the CTE Completion Award and the Excellence in Ag Science and Academics Award. Ibriana Sanders. Jalen Scott. David Shaw. David is the recipient of this year's PTO scholarship at Countryside. Jalen Stevens. Jacqueline Vanderwerker. Cassidy Wishman. Michaela Worley. Brianna Woodski.
Now I'd like to ask Jeffrey Brown and David Shaw up to the podium for the tassel and bell ringing ceremony.
You ready? Graduating class of 2021, please stand. This simple act, this very last act for all of us here at Countryside Academy, will signify the conclusion of one chapter of our life and the beginning of another. As a symbol of our new status as high school graduates, you may move your tassel on your cap from the right to the left. Congratulations. Class of 2021. Do the thing, David. Yeah.
I don't think that bell's had that much action in 20 years. Graduating class of 2021. You've officially made it. We wish you the best of luck in all of your future endeavors. We are sincerely going to miss you. Countryside Academy stakeholders, I'm happy to present to you the graduating class of 2021.